Blog Talk Radio.
Cause she said, "Why, Ronell? Why are you always doing this?" Ronell, why you got to always be? Mm-hmm. What I do, Mom? Right. Slapping. Check away from me again.
You jerking
away,
you so low.
Well.
I see the morning coming in your eyes. Jubilee, jubilee. It's shining brighter than the sun in the sky. Jubilee, jubilee. I hear your joy bells ringing in your voice. Jubilee, jubilee. Your kind of singing cutting through the noise. Jubilee, jubilee. Oh, jubilee. Jubilee. You're the kind of joy that I need.
And certainly we should be having some jubilee, but only in our land. But if you did your due diligence in your studies, you would realize the importance and significance of jubilee and in its context. But we're not in our land, so it appears because of a domino effect, that's why we don't have any jubilee. But these studies take attentiveness on a Real Talk for Real People show. It takes commitment. It takes focus. It takes your heart, mind, soul, and strength to get to the bottom of these studies. It takes dedication. It takes love for the Most High, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, who we study, and our people, because unfortunately for some of us, we're still stiff-necked and stubborn, a monstrosity, just like our ancients. But if you were fervent in your studies, you would know this. You would know of the highway of madness. There's always an exit as far as the Most High, but don't take it too late before you crash. My sister said something earlier, one of my sisters out of Chicago, which two of my sisters and my mother is headed to right now on a plane that I speak, because one of my aunts, health-wise, is in dire straits, and I would ask you to pray for her too. Also, one of my sisters, who she and I didn't have the same mother, and she has a brother. Her brother is in dire straits also in Memphis, Tennessee. I would ask you to it's a prayer for him too. I've been knowing him since he was a little fella. And to get back to the subject matter, because I digress for a minute, you have to do this like you're doing martial arts for us to study BLOM and our people, because we've lost touch with him. And certainly the evidence doesn't lie, we have lost touch with our people. And that's why I say we're a hot mess. I'm talking about all of us. And unfortunately, because of lack of study, we don't know who we are, what we are, and what we should be doing. The evidence still doesn't lie. We just try to fit in, get in where we fit in. And it works for others, but it certainly doesn't work for us. Not that the evidence suggests 402 years in counting with idols, putting your oppressor over you in the form of leadership, voting them in, by the way, not sticking together, gather yourselves together, not initially and first and foremost going to the Most High and prayer for our ancients. That's part of the code, and pray for them for their abomination, idolatry, stiff-necked and stubbornness, and the continuum such as us. And also in that codification processes, not gathering ourselves together, not just one person, not just Yamsu, but all of us, and not doing what we can. We always talk about what other nations do as far as their communities are concerned. And I can talk about what we aren't doing, and the evidence doesn't lie. Our youth are in leadership, and they don't know how to lead themselves. They wouldn't know how to lead the shadow out of darkness. Our young women, our daughters of Zion, don't know which way is up, nor what time it is. They're the hand, the vital hand that rocks these cradles in our families. And they're doing a piss-poor job. Also, they're the first human form contact that our children come in contact with. The first really, truly, outside the Most High, loving bond that you will ever have with your mama. I was just speaking about my mama just a minute ago. I was telling my wife, coming through mama, and I've seen her. I smile. I suspect. I said, old lady, I'm going to give you trouble. And I did. And mama used to always try to educate me, but I was a young fool. Mama used to always say, boy, you better take an ex-fool's advice. I didn't, and I suffered the consequences. And now I say the very same thing that mama said to me. Train up a child in the way it should go, and if it departed, it'll come back. I digress again, but being this is family night, it's all right. We're getting to the bottom of the subject matter at hand, what we're studying, which is family, part of family, nation, individuals, not individualism, but individualism, women, men, children, families, nation, the Most High, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Yes. I don't think there's very much a digression, because that's what it's about. For the God of Abraham, Isaac, because we don't have our priorities together. We're not exercising our own code. And we want solutions that'll work for us. It never will. Try as hard as you want to vote. Try as hard as you want to gather their religion because you think they got it going on. They're the dominant species in this Western Hemisphere. It never will. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. My name is Yamsu Fari, and this is the Real Talk for Real People show. I know through my conversation that you detected there was others like me on this show. Yes, they're just like me, splitting them as two peas, well, four peas in a pod, so to speak. You ought to be in them pea pods too. And that is Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan. Sister Avia from New York City. Brother Cartrell from New York City also. And you may ask yourself, you know, so what you talking? Them folk got college education. They went to a sorority. They got a whole lot of money. They got a whole lot of sense. Well, they got a whole lot of wisdom and understanding. And they fear the Most High. That's the only thing I need to know. And I don't know about their money. I didn't ask them about their bank account. That ain't my business. I don't care about none of that. What I do care about is what they emulate is their love for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub and their nation, which is you. That's what I care about. That's what you ought to be caring about. And that very thing got us in trouble in ancient times, our ancient ones. Worrying about money, worrying about prestige, worrying about how you look. You got it going. See, we don't need none of that. And no, I don't know if they went to a sorority. I suspect, being who they are, they didn't care nothing about no sorority, no, especially no Greek sorority. But I do know this. They're like the Most High people. They act like him. They talk like him. They walk like him. They dress like him. Well, not like him per se. But they dress prudently. They talk prudently. And they're excited about their love for the nation and the rebuilding of it. That's all I care about. So let me introduce them to you. So, Judy, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Yes, I hope he does, and all that follow his commands, that they are obedient. And because what's coming now, what's happening now, and what's going to continue, is going to be horrific. So, but I'm thankful, and I try to continue to be humble in all that I do. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Good to have you back, Sister Judy. Now,
you.
You're welcome. Sister Abigail from New York City, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family. All praises and glory to you. And I hope all is doing well, and I will certainly keep your family in my prayers, Yamsu. And
you
it's always
much.
Good to be back.
And it's always good to have you back, sister. Praise you. Now, Brother Cartrell from New York City. Brother Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
So shalom, family. All praise, honor, glory to the Holy One of Israel, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yahshua, may the Most High hear our prayers and bless your family and help them recover from the ills. May he send out the healing balm of Gilead to our people who are in need.
Thank you very much, my brother. Very appreciative. May the Most High bless you again and bless and praise his holy name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, Cartrell, I forgot to mention what my sister said. She said some incident was going on. I think it was with family members of the Chicago Police Department. And they was tightening the handcuffs up on, I believe she said one of the family members. This was a while back ago.
Oh.
And a while back ago, probably the 70s. And my sister, she said, y'all supposed to protect and serve. Serve and protect. Oh, yeah, protect and serve. She said, the only thing I see y'all doing is serve and reject. To serve and reject. And she was
and those handcuffs ain't no joke.
No, they ain't.
I've been handcuffed before.
I used to have that fine jewelry too, gotcha.
That fine jewelry will do damage to your wrists.
Exactly. But I had become so adept at it, I used to make them mad. I came so adept because I wore them quite often because, as I said, Mama said, take them, exclude advice, and I remained that fool for quite a while. And I used to could slip my buttocks through it and pull my leg up one by one and put them over. Like, oh, and they'd be hard to attack. Hey, do that again, I'll charge you with an escape. Yeah, I'm scared of this on these handcuffs, man. What is you talking about? I became quite adept at You know, if they gave me a paper clip, I could have got out of it.
And don't make the mistake of sitting on those handcuffs because they'll get tighter.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But unfortunately, you know, we wind up in those situations.
Right.
And they seem to target us the most.
They certainly do, Coach. They certainly do. And people can't even see it, Cartrell. Well, they see it, but they think they can change this culture. You know, Cartrell, and then, you know, I'm hearing about them talking about so-called black coaches in the NFL league and all whatnot. Let me tell you something, like I heard, and I agree with it. The black quarterback, so-called black quarterback in JCU in Jackson, Tennessee, Deion Sanders. And Deion was right. He said, y'all trying to make, see, y'all got the game twisted. Y'all trying to make these billionaires change their coaching status from people they're comfortable with, and it ain't you. He said, there's enough people where they can put on four NFL teams and four owners, so-called black owners, and they'll be comfortable with people look like them. He said, y'all crazy if you think y'all going to make these owners give you a coach that doesn't look like them. He said, that's just like coming to somebody's house, telling them, hey, man, I don't like the furniture in your house. You got to get rid of it. He said, that doesn't make any sense with y'all, the demands you're making. But truth be told, I looked at the bigger picture. And I was saying to myself, as Deion Sanders speak, that goes for everything in each Western Hemisphere. Deion, it's just not NFL football. It's everything.
Yeah, and we grew up in the era where they were telling our people we couldn't play baseball, we couldn't play basketball, we couldn't coach, we couldn't play quarterback. And it kept us out of those areas for a long time, especially in football, being a coach and a quarterback.
Yeah.
But now you see that when you put us in those positions, we flourish.
Right.
So they continue to underestimate us as a people. In their mind, we're inferior. But in truth, they have a fear because they know we do it better than them. Anything they do, we can do better.
Yeah, we took over the NBA. I remember
dumb
white boys. But now the brother excelled in that area. I think 70%
took over, but revolutionized the game. Because if you look at the old clips of how they played basketball with their set shots and how they played, it's drastically different from how they originally played the game.
Yeah, it was drastic. But when Julius Irving came into the league, that's when the dynamic
of the
game changed.
The
dynamic of the game changed. Exactly. So,
it's like Jackie Robinson.
Baseball.
Yeah. They say he wasn't the best brother, but he was the most diplomatic brother. He wasn't the best Israelite baseball player at that time, but he was the most diplomatic.
Right.
Because some other brothers probably would have broke somebody's neck.
They were singing that song, and they were singing that song in the audience. Nigga, 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 nigga. You can't hit the ball, you nigga. What are you doing out here, you nigga? You man, I know that man. I know he got tired, country. He and that mess.
Jackie Robinson had to endure all that. He had to endure all that.
He exercised prudence, like a lot
every
of
day.
Yeah, you have to, country. Remember, I told you, if I'm caught up in, and I know I'm deep behind enemy line, I'm not gonna argue, fuss, and fight with you, captain. And like I said, I know how to put it back on him. If about 20 white gentlemen were around me and they were trying to excite me to anger, and I see right through the game, they'd have been saying, first one would have called, hey, nigger. I'd have kept doing what I was doing. Maybe two or three chanting, hey, you nigger. And then maybe the whole group, nigger, nigger, nigger. So I sing the song. And then they would be so amazed by my lack of response. One of them, hey, sir, you hear us calling you a nigger, don't you? I said, you know, no, it's not my name. I've always heard y'all call for one of them. I've never had the luxury of liberty of ever meeting one. I thought I'd finally meet one of those niggers. They'd go back flabbergasted because you'd have made up a little crazy, retarded little boy name, a little girl name, and you'd have said, "Oh, I'm supposed to respond to that." Why would I?
So imagine
a made up name, yeah.
Imagine Jackie Robinson.
Yeah,
he could have been angry his whole life, but he channeled that anger into a focus when he became a great baseball player.
Yes,
right.
Sir. Yes.
You can't imagine going to work every day and thousands of white people calling you nigger.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands.
Yes.
Not hundreds, but thousands.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. I suspect he focused on the little white ball. I got your nigger. Bah!
Oh, yeah. He probably saw the face of every white person on that baseball and wanted to smash him.
Here's your nigga fat, your little white ball.
Yes, brother.
Oh man, Godreal.
And you got to mention Hank Aaron too.
Yeah,
because they threatened him if he was gonna break Babe Ruth's record.
Bambino, the great Bambino. You better not break that record, nigga.
They threatened his life. We'll kill you.
And what did Hank do? Broke the record.
By a lot, not a little bit either.
Yeah. Oh, man. But, you know, they always try to undermine us and always seek to undermine us or belittle us. You should understand the four kingdoms. Ain't nothing under the sun. It's true.
And the thing that we should take away from it is that what they say about us is not really true.
That's what I'm saying.
We always prove them wrong, don't we?
That's what I'm saying. Why respond to that nonsense? Stay focused, stay determined, stay dedicated to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and stay dedicated to your people. Stop trying to put Bodhi and other people over your people. That ain't never worked for you. It never will.
And our value is way more than they say it is.
Exactly.
Because they make us feel like we're less than nothing.
Yeah.
Like I went to my high school guidance counselor and I told her I wanted to go to college. You know what she told me?
What she
told me I wasn't college material.
Oh, is that right? You proved her wrong.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wanted to prove her wrong.
I think you helped your wife graduate.
Oh, yeah. No question.
Katja, you dumb bunny. The lie they tell. But if they saw you in the interview on Fox News, they saw your intelligence, your prudence, your pivotal Muhammad Ali moves, Bruce Lee swings. They never saw it coming.
Yeah. I had to kind of play rope-a-dope on him because he was swinging hard.
Yeah, he was. So I tell y'all, these two sisters, this brother here, they got some wisdom and understanding. They know when to be prudent. They know when to keep their mouth shut. They know when to speak. And you know what? It didn't come upon them. They studied the greatest, the world greatest, which is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the dish they were dug and the rock they were hewn from. That's how they become great. And they will continue to become great by studying their own and not making the same mistakes they made that applies to all of us. Katriel, Sister Hooty, Sister Avia, y'all ready to put in some work on family night?
Yes, sir.
Let's get to work. Praise y'all and bless his holy name. Let him direct and order our steps so that we don't lean to our own understanding and become stiff-necked and stubborn. Chapter 6.
Excuse me real quick. I might not make it through the whole show tonight, but I'm going to get in the most way I can, all I can.
You bet not get out this show.
If I have to do something, I have to do it.
I wish you would. I wish you would. Uh-huh. You get off the shore if you want.
All right. Let's get this starting going.
Okay, I sound like my mama. I wish you would. Amos. That's right, Katya, right? Amos.
Amos.
Okay. Chapter 6. Amos. Warning to Theon and Samaria. Basically, the 10 tribes. Woe to you who are at ease in Zion and trust in Mount Samaria. Notable persons in the chief nation, to whom the house of Israel comes. Go over to Calneth, a city founded by Nimrod. That's what they said. And see, which Calneth means complete concentration. And from there to Hamath, the great, you know, a god. It's called Hamath the Great. Then go down to Gath of the Philistines. He's telling you where these idols from. And he asked a question, and it's a serious question. And it should be answered by all of us, as far as idols are concerned. Are you better than these kingdoms and what they're doing in their idolatry? Or is their territory greater than your territory? Why is you doing this? That's what he's basically asking. He said, woe to you who put far off the day of doom, because it's going to come. Who calls the seed of violence to come near? What you're doing, your actions. Who lie, and you got it going on, just like I said. Who lie in beds of ivory, stretch out on your couches, eat lamb for the fight, you got it going on. And chaos in the midst of the salt. Who sing Italy to the salt of string instrument and invent for yourselves. It's like King Darwin. Who drink wine from bowls, your culture. And you part of the Hamath and the Goth sororities. Nourish yourself with the best ornament. You got the best perfume and ornament, but you are not grieved by the affliction of Joseph, the leading tribe of that nation, of the 10 tribes. But you're not grieved by the affliction of Joseph, what it's doing. You're just only thinking about yourself. We're still the same way, unfortunately. Therefore, they should now go captive as the first of captives. And those who recline at their banquets, boy, they had it going on, them, shall be removed from those banquets. Yah Elohim has sworn by himself, I'm going to make it happen. Yah Elohim of hosts says, abhor the pride of Jacob. We are prideful people. Always have been, always will be. But pride doesn't work for us. We need to get rid of pride. Humility works for us. Pride what makes us fall. What does it say at the beginning of pride? Pride come before Paul. And it's always come before our fallings. When we lift ourselves over pride, right now we're proud of neighborhoods, they ain't got 2 cents to work, and not $2 nor no cents to rub together nor to exercise in their mind, because they don't study the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They don't have any sense.
And if you know, like we know,
right?
We don't have nothing to be proud about.
We don't, Carter. All of us should be ashamed. I mean, be thankful you got a nice place, a nice car, a beautiful wife, beautiful husband, children that you can manage. You got good friends. You're working with Yah. You're doing exactly what he said. But that don't make you, that doesn't elicit or shouldn't elicit any form of pride. You ought to be thankful, ashamed and thankful. Yeah, I'm ungrateful. I'm lower than a dog. My necklace is as numerous as the hairs on my head. I'm filthy as a minstrel call. And I'm ashamed. And I'm praying for the anxious. I'm praying for us. But even that being said, I ain't nothing special. I'm just grateful. Learn humility. Learn the discipline of humility, because we have been learning these disciplines of false pride. It has always made us fall and stubborn. He said, and hate his palaces. Therefore, I will deliver up the city and all that is in it because of that prideful attitude. Then it shall come to pass that if 10 men remain in one house, they shall die. And when a relative of the dead, or one who will bury the body, pick up the bodies to take them out of the house, he will say to one inside the house, are there any more with you? Then someone said, none. He would say, hold your tongue, because it's coming. For we dare not mention the name of Yah, because y'all know if Yah said it's going to make it happen, it's coming. Hold your tongue. You said right, not right now, but I assure you it's coming. Then it should, for behold, the Elohim gives a command. Okay, go ahead, Katria.
Our ancient fathers were afraid to say the name of Yah, because they knew that it would bring judgment on them, which is why Jewish people today, they don't say the name of Yah. They say Hashem or Adonai, because that's not a name to be played with.
No, it's not. Ought to be taken lightly.
Don't take my name in vain. And if you're using Yah's name in vain, you're in trouble.
It's real big trouble. So you better mean what you say and say what you mean in regards to the LM. Stop thinking it's a game. It's not a game, people. Take it seriously. It says, for behold, the Elohim gives a command. He will break the great house into pieces. They knew this. And the little house into pieces. And then he questioned, do horses run on rocks? Yes.
No.
Oh, streets paved. Right, you're right. Do horses run on rocks? No, you're right, Katria. They don't run on rocks. Does one?
They might get hurt.
Yeah, true. Does one plow there with an ox? No, you can't plow there on no rocks with an ox. Yet you have turned justice into gall. Just like those two entities that he spoke about, doesn't work. But you have turned justice into gall. The fruit of righteousness into wormwood, something bitter. You have reduced, you have rejoiced over Lodabar, one of our towns in the northern kingdom. It was basically a town with no pasture. Who says, have we not taken Karnim for ourselves like y'all did it on y'all own, by our own strength? No, you did not. For behold, I will rise up a nation against you, O house of Israel, the 10 tribes, says Yah Elohim of hosts. They will afflict you from the entrance of Hamath, the very place you spoke about, to the valley of the Arabah. So it's trying to get you to understand the foolishness of can horses run on rocks? Nope. Does one plow there with ox? Nope. Yet you think this is going to work for you by turning justice into gall and a fruit of righteousness into wormwood. That's not going to work for you either. None of those things is practical and prudent. It's not going to work for you. It's going to work on us. Getting at the codification of the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov and taking his name in vain is not something to be taken serious. And as Katria mentioned, they didn't even want to mention Yah's name. Katria mentioned, Edom don't mention his name because they know that name Yah is something serious and not to be taken lightly, not to be given vows to lightly. Not to say you enter to his codification lightning and know you are determined to do the wrong thing. Know you determined to turn around justice and turn around unrighteousness and call on the Elohim name. That's totally impractical. The codification is not going to work, people. That's why we always implore you. We implore you. Love the Most High with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. and your brothers and sisters as yourself. And when you take a vow, keep that vow. And don't take the Most High name in vain. You say, yeah, I'm with Yah. But you're doing everything counter, contrary to what Yah says. It's going to come back to haunt you. Yes, it is. It came back to haunt our ancients. And it continued to come back to haunt us. To call on the Most High name and personify him as something that you're subscribing to be and falling after. But everything else is total madness. Doing what you want to do, how you want to do it, and when you want to do it. And trying to use the Most High name to justify it. It's not going to work, people. We're here to tell you, it's not going to work. Just do the right thing. And when you mention the Most High, be serious in your vows. Be serious and say you love him. Be serious in showing that you love him. And be serious in preserving justice and righteousness. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Katriel, Sister Yehudi, Sister Aviyah. Mike for yours. May the Most High bless you.
Yeah, we see that our people have a way to pushing the Most High to the limit. Because in the previous chapter, we showed how he punished us in increments to try to get us to come back to him, to return to him, to get back to the codes that we're supposed to be a part of. But our ancient fathers, hard-headed, stiff-necked, they refused to do it, and they pushed Yah to the limit to the point where he brought captivity upon our nation. And the thing is, we still continue to try to feast and lounge. Verse 7, therefore they will now go captive, the first who go captive, and the feasting and lounging will end. Somehow, some way, we're going to make the feasting and lounging last, right, even in captivity.
Yeah, Katriel, what did Gerald LeBay say? I think that was, I don't know the other boy. Make it last forever. Don't let
Keep
my
sweat.
Slip away. And we always looking for a party, ain't we, Katriel? We always looking for a party. You ain't lying, my brother.
And we full of pride. And the Most High said, I abhor the pride of Jacob. Because Jacob ain't got nothing to be proud of, do we?
Exactly.
But we walking around proud. I mean, Yah's given us gifts. He's given us talent. And he's blessed us. But that's only by the hand of Yah. Our pride is what kills us. Because we have no humility.
No.
And then he talks about the music. He's like, those who put far away the evil day. We read yesterday, Moses said, they'll be anxious for the day of judgment. And then there's those who think that the day of judgment is far off, right? Don't try to put the day of judgment far off like it ain't coming, because it is coming. He said, those who put far away the evil day, and cause the seat of violence to come near. You're not trying to correct yourself. You're still doing the same thing. And when you commit this violence, you lie on beds of ivory and stretch themselves out on their couches and eat the lambs out of the flock and the calves out of the middle of the stall, who strum on the instruments of a harp, because you know we got to have our music, who invent for themselves instruments of music like King David. And you know we got to get high. We drink wine in bowls. What you drinking wine out of a bowl for? Damn. Ain't a cup good enough? But you know we take things to the hilt, right? A cup ain't good enough. We got to have bowls, baby, for the wine. And then we anoint ourselves with the best oil. You know, white people ain't anointing themselves with oil because they don't get ashy like we get ashy. If you ashy, you know, you got to put that oil on, baby.
Give me the best oil, baby.
Oh, yeah. But they're not greedy. They do all this, even though we under affliction. But they are not greedy for the affliction of Joseph. We partying. We greasing ourselves up. We laying on the couch. Ivory beds. We bringing in violence. Trying to put off the day of judgment. No. we're being afflicted right now. And we should be prepared for the day of Yah's coming. And if you don't prepare, what's going to happen? That judgment is going to come down. It says, therefore, now they will go captive. With the first who go captive, the other one in captivity. And you don't even realize it.
Yes, Dr. Ed, you have to have a focus and the discipline to prepare yourself. And it takes information. The information that we're providing to you on the Real Talk for Real People study show.
And the Most High ain't playing. He's like, y'all used to have 1,000 going out. Now y'all going to only have 10, which is why we weak. Our enemies could do what they want with us. 10 men can't fight no army.
Exactly. Ten women can make a whole lot of noise, just like they're doing. I said, 10 women can make a whole lot of noise, which is exactly what they're doing. Shaking their head, cussing, fussing, and fighting with the police, their husbands, their children. Oh, they can do that, but they ain't getting nowhere. They're not getting anywhere individually, and they give a damn about the whole, which is the nation. They only care about their own interests. And I'm being a
That's why he said in verse 11, behold, Yah commands, and the great house will be smashed to pieces. Some people have the ability to build great houses. Mm-hmm. He said, and the little house into bits. He asked a question, my book reads different from yours. Do horses run on the rocky crags? Not just rocks, but rocky crags.
Am I in red like that? No.
And oxen don't plow on rocky crags.
No.
And y'all comparing it with us turning justice into poison. But you have turned justice into poison and the fruit of righteousness into bitterness. That's what we experience in America right now.
Exactly.
So we reap what we sow. You did it to your own people, and you're going to get it yourself. You will rejoice in a thing of nothing. Yeah, we continue to indulge ourselves in vanity, right?
Exactly.
And we celebrate things that don't amount to a hill of beans.
You better believe it.
Yah said, you will rejoice in a thing of nothing, which we continue to do, who say, haven't we taken for ourselves the horn by our own strength? That's Israel's problem. We think we're strong individually. And guess what? Yah said, I will raise up a nation against you, house of Israel, says Yah of hosts, and they will afflict you from the entrance of Ramah to the brook of Yarabah. And that affliction on us has not changed to this day. We think we're so strong. If we're so strong, why are we still being afflicted and oppressed and begging for civil rights? Talk about no justice, no peace. Okay.
How can it be corrected if we hadn't followed the code for correction?
Most of us think that we're strong on our own. Haven't we taken for ourselves horns by our own strength? No. Our strength comes from Yah.
Exactly.
You separate yourself from Yah, trust me, you're going to catch hell. He said, for behold, I'll raise up a nation against you. How long has this nation been against us? At least 400 years and counting, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So the answer to our problem is what?
Follow the codes of God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Turn to Yah with all your heart, all your soul, and all your might. Kept throwing out the appeal to our people back in ancient time. Just return to me, and I'll stop busting y'all upside your head. But y'all so hard-headed, stiff-necked, you're going to wind up in captivity, which is where we are right now.
Exactly.
Praise Yah. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. His words are true. And they endure forever. His words are like gold and diamonds. Doesn't matter how old they are, they're always and forever will be precious.
Someone can't even wrap around something that's consistent because we're only here about a minute. That's consistency. And forever never stop. I woke up, y'all. I had dozed off a bit. Sorry. The word of Most High put me to sleep. That's good. Relax me. But you know, chapter 130, Psalms, is deep. The depth is the soul. Out of the depth. I think King David. I think it was about King David crying out to the Most High. Yep. Yeah, I'm too, sir.
So out of the depths, a song by King David.
Yeah. He said, out of the depths, I've cried to you, O Most High. Oh, yeah. That means his inner, ooh, that's deep.
You talking about the song?
Mm-hmm.
It said, waiting for the redemption of the Elohim. A lot of folks don't even know what the word redemption means. Waiting for the redemption of the Elohim.
Obviously, it means that Yah's going to bring us out of the depths, like he did King David. Because that's where we are. We're in the belly of the beast, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. He said, let your ears, no, oh, yeah, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive. I can agree with that because it sounds like he's crying from his heart. He's crying from his own depth as well as crying from the depth.
And the thing that he knows is that the Most High is familiar with his voice.
Mm-hmm. Through the voice of my prayers, oh, Yah, if you should watch crookedness, oh, Yah, who would stand? But with you there is forgiveness that you might be feared. I look to you, mighty Yah. My being has looked, and for his word I have waited. Otherwise, I'm patient for his replies. I'm patient. And that's what he's teaching me, again, to be patient, not to be emotional, but be patient.
My book reads different from yours.
What did you say?
Verse 5 says, I wait for Yah, my soul waits. I hope in his word. It's quite different from what Justin
says. I look to Yah, my being has looked, which is my soul.
My being.
Yeah, being means soul.
Okay.
So I knew exactly what it meant. And for his word, I have waited. For my being, which is my soul, looks to the Most High more than those watching for morning more than those watching for morning, Oh, Yah, wait for Yah. Oh, Israel, wait for Yah. For with the Most High there is kindness, and with him is much redemption. For he shall redeem Israel from all his crookedness. That's what Christians say. Oh, that's what how they use the Messiah. Oh, he's going to redeem us. He forgave us. Oh, what? No, don't say that. He will redeem. Oh.
And he don't need his son to be sacrificed on the cross to do it, does he?
Right. But that's that nation. You know, there's a simulation. It's sad. Cause I lit up the match on Facebook, powder keg,
All I wrote on there was, and I did it on purpose, Kanye, we stand by you. Oh, boy, it's a litany of comments. I said, you know, so sorry for us. We're so backwards. We consider ourselves black. They can't even answer. The lady can't even ask, come on, well, we're supposed to call each other brown. I said, you don't even know where you come from. I said, do you know your nationality? That's a color. I said, you can go up to any Caucasian person you call white, and they can tell you where they came from. Italy, Spain, Portugal, Australia. They'll go on and on and on. I'm black. And I go, huh? Really? what country is that from?
Well, the only thing she could do, Sister Yehudi, is weaponize ignorance, stubbornness, and sarcasm. She said and answered your question.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. That's only because they don't know. It doesn't mm-hmm. matter to them because they're in America. It's a black and white thing. Mm-hmm. White people know who they are. Mm-hmm. Like you said, they're Italian, they're French, they're German, they're Portuguese, they're Russian. They don't describe themselves after colors. And our people are so dumbfounded that we continue to call ourselves black. Some of our educated people still say we are black people, which is so horrendous.
Exactly.
Martin Luther King led us into a burning building, and y'all stood by him, and we had nothing because of it. Kanye is the wide path. The real path is narrow. But you see, you hear the hate, like the misconception. They don't get it.
And so let me ask you, sister. A lot of our people were jumping on against what you were saying about that our brother.
Because I said, these statements have messages in them if you listen.
Mm-hmm.
One person only said, I totally agree with you. I know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. So what did they start doing, attacking Kanye and you?
One lady said, what does nationality have to do with anything? My nationality is American. If you want to speak about nationality, I was born in America. I was raised in America, so my nationality is considered to be American. Just
I was
like
born
yours.
A Baptist, I was bred a Baptist, and by golly, I die a Baptist.
I'm pretty sure, what does nationality have to do with anything? What's your nationality, and what's your land, and how come you're not on it, not
yeah.
on it or in it? And I'm like, what?
Yeah. Our people are hot mess. So. we love to hate one another.
You should have asked him, was he North American, Central American, or South American?
Yeah, her. Yeah, I could have said that.
Yeah, her. You're American.
He's upset because he kisses Trump behind. He married a white person, a woman. I mean, they just picking everything why they don't like him. He did. I said, why are y'all bashing him on the media? I want to mm-hmm. answer that.
Right.
I put out something positive, and y'all turn around and start bashing him.
Right. That's what we do. That's what we do.
I said, black is not a color. Black is a color, not nationality. What are you? What country your ancestors come from? Do you know? Then I put, after she wrote out, I said, you're hilarious. Come on now.
I don't even respond to them. I don't even respond to those people. So I just said what you said and go on about your business. I'm not going to go back and forth with you, okay? You know, especially when I know you're a fool. But like the Most High says in the book of Proverbs, when you perceive a person to be a fool, you walk away from them. And I gather that you perceived to be a fool and you walked away.
What gets me though is the fact that Judaism is not a nationality, is it?
It's a sect.
Huh?
It's a sect.
It's a religion.
No,
Judaism.
And it's also a sect. Not just a religion. It's also a sect. S-E-C-T.
Judaism is a religion.
I'm
and within that religion,
I'm saying,
yes, it is.
Also.
Sister Hootie. You have many sects within Christianity, too, right?
We're saying the same thing. What are you talking about?
You cut me off, though. You cut me off. Judaism is a religion, just like Christianity and Islam. Islam has sects, too. There's the Shiite and then there's the Sunni, two different sects within the religion itself. Judaism is a religion. Anybody could be Jewish, right?
Yeah.
There's no contention if Kanye West had said all African Americans are Christian. He wouldn't have had a problem.
No, he wouldn't.
He wouldn't have had a problem if he said all African Americans are Muslim. He wouldn't have had a problem.
Mm-mm.
But the fact that he said all African American are Jews, oh, you set up a firestorm. What's the problem, though? Because anybody could be Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, Yehudite is a tribe out of 13 tribes. That's the reality. But Gautreaux's right on this. Judaism is a religion under their auspices.
Well, we know where they come from, right?
Yeah.
Ashkenazi and Turkish and a third one in that particular area. And some of them are German descent, Polish descent, and keep on going. So I wasn't trying to interrupt you saying you were wrong, because excuse me, Gautreaux, I was also saying, agreeing with you. So. Go ahead, continue.
Again, there's been all kinds of Jews. There's Chinese Jews, Russian Jews, Polish Jews. Anybody could be Jewish. All you got to do is convert. But it creates a firestorm when a brother says that all African-Americans are Jews. Because that lifts up the skirt off the imposter. These people who are claiming to be Israel when they're not.
They don't want you to start thinking about that.
You know, what interests me, the very same people that say what they say, and I'm not really angry, I'm sad for them, because at one point I had probably those opinions too, various ideologies. It's just interesting, their mentality, that is, like I said, there's so much information going on, and not just through the media, the Hollywood-type media, but serious stuff, things that are going on in the world. Like, I was talking to Ema today, and she was networking with people in Africa and parts of that continent, and really getting it pretty bad, you know. And you were right. I think you said it, Cartier. I read an article. I just briefed it. Five states is trying to bring back slavery.
Sabia.
Okay, it was obvious. I wasn't sure it was one of you.
Oh, yeah. The original intent of the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
Where they consider us three-fifths of a human being.
Mm-hmm. That has not changed.
Ain't nothing changed. But,
and that's something that, you know, it could be frustrating when you can't get or let people see, this is it, this is what it is. I had a friend that said he wants to know the truth. I said, you want to know the truth, but you keep fighting. You say you want the truth. You want to be exposed to the truth. You want to know. But you keep fighting it. So when somebody says that, I look at their character. That's me, though. You don't, because if you want to know, you change.
You would change. Simple as that. I don't like my brothers and sisters. I love them. I'm just saddened for us because the ones who stay that aware are not aware. When he means, you know, my son means what he says, say what he means. He says he opens to whom he wants to open up. Because you can cry a river. Many times we read through the scriptures, he said, I didn't hear you, as he dealt with his information. And we just finished reading. You do all this stuff. I'm not appearing to that. I hate your feet, your Sabbath. You building stuff, you making monuments, you're getting in all these deities and religions, Hinduism and all that. I'm not appearing all this. So we discussed it before. But if someone won like the lottery, material things, like in the scriptures, where they was for worshiping a female deity, everything was going good, and when they stopped, then it was a drought. Then they want to blame the heavenly father. It's okay when everything's going okay, and when everything is not, then we go to our creator. Why can't we give praise to him when things are going good?
Well, things are certainly not going good now. We are in the depths. We're under oppression, affliction, captivity. And this song in particular tells us how to get out of it. We have to cry out to Yah, which is what Ima Hadora keeps telling our people. We all have this stiff-necked and we don't want to hear it. But King David always reminds us, this is how I did it. This is how the whole nation is supposed to do it. We all need to cry out to Yah. And Yah will redeem us. Why? Because he loves us. His loving kindness and his tender mercies endure forever. So we got a chance. And might as well take full advantage of that chance by returning to Yah, waiting on Yah. Mm-hmm. All these things, all these clues that he's given us. He said, I wait for Yah. My soul waits for Yah. I hope in his word. And those are the keys right there for all of us. Wait for Yah. Your soul should be waiting for Yah. And your hope should be in Yah's word. And how can it be in Yah's word, your hope, if you're not studying what Yah said? That's why it's incumbent upon us to study everything that the Most High said, right?
See, the issue is having peace of mind, too, through the trials and tribulations that's going on. When I say peace of mind, I'm not saying we go through our aches and pains and the stresses of what's going on in terms of, you know, they say it's a normal kind of stress. There's some normalcy to, I guess, the stress. But overall, we're ever so surrounded by violence, chaos. I just found out that there was an altercation in my building. I didn't know nothing about it. We got 14 floors. It's a huge building. I saw the altercation outside when it was nice outside, but I didn't know there was an altercation inside. Then come find out somebody had to be very strong and had to be a man, ripped out the door. It's a heavy metal door that you have to have a key code to come in and out. And someone broke off, you know, this is life. Come to find out, they trying to fix the laundromat and it caught on fire. So I just go, well, what am I going to do? Get upset and start stressing for what? I can't change that, but I can change myself. In my prayer and meditation, I always ask the Most High, if I'm worthy, please protect me. No harm come to me, and I harm no one else. And we take for granted. It's easy to look at others and their stresses. But when it hits home, what do? I have experienced like no anybody else, like I'm no different, a lot of death. As you get older, it's more sickness than death. And one of my closest brothers, when I went out and the family, we all got together. I didn't pray for him to live as accepting his death. They didn't recognize it until a few years later because tell them, oh, it's just so moving. And but I didn't pray. I didn't say for him to die, but I'm preparing you that he's going to make a transition. He's leaving this earth. It's inevitable. That's why I don't go to funerals. The only funeral I was, the last one was his, and that was it. Except you with my mother, and that wasn't a funeral because her body, it wasn't even in a church. It was in a funeral home, but her body wasn't there. Well, she was cremated. And when I hear someone die, my heart go out, but I've experienced so many deaths, like we all have. And like you said, Cottrell, it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. So with that, I hope the listeners really think about their circumstances and their lives. What can you do? I've seen people live in creative where they live in boxcars and vans and buses and fixed up really nice, accessorized. As well as I've seen homeless people out in the street. And we don't think it's gonna, it's because it really hasn't hit us. We feel some of the effects, of course. If you got a car, oh yeah, the gas. If you need food, oh, you feel that, the pressure, the high price. But it hasn't hit us where we haven't been blown out of our home. I don't hear somebody stole or put a gun aside somebody's head. Robbed, raped, killed, murder. So we must thank the Most High 24/7 and act like we appreciate what he's done for us to this point. Because I've always said, I can walk out of here and get shot, get hit by a car. Like the old folks say, well, it was your time to go. I don't know about that, but I'm careful. I'm only careful as I can as a human being, but as to think that nothing can, no. I have to rely on my power because I can't do this by myself.
Praise God. All right. Well, let's give some thanks for the Most High and for waiting on him and trusting in him and relying on him and not taking his name in vain and letting him direct and order our steps and being humble. Being humble, which is part of the ingredient in our spinach, and being obedient and following directions and not being stiff-necked and stubborn. Let us go on. Follow directions and be humble. We all should be sane faced. None of us have nothing to be proud faced about. I want to thank the Most High for all of us putting in study and work on the Real Talk for Real People study show. I'd like to thank the students that elect to come because they are trying to get codified under the Most High. I'd like to thank and bless the students that understand that you can't take Yah's name in vain. If you're not going to do the right thing by him, don't call on his name. It ain't going to work for you. It ain't going to be pretty. I'd like to give thanks and praise to Cartrell, Sister Hootie, Sister Abia, and these students who love the Most High with all their hearts, mind, soul, and strength to wait on that day that we're taken back into our land. And we know who we are and from what tribe we hail from and what is required of us. The Most High will clean us up that opportunity and infuse himself into our innate being so we know how to follow directions. I'd like to thank the Most High for this venue that's what we study. The codified manner, not a cross-contaminant version of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I'd like to pray to the Most High and give thanks for each of y'all's health, the restoration of your soul for his name's sake, your families. I'd like to thank the Most High for the opportunity to exercise sharpening one another and loving one another. I'd like to thank the Most High for everything we are, everything that he would have us to be and be there. Praise the Most High and bless his holy name.
Hallelujah, yes. I'm thankful I can get up in the morning despite my aches and pains, which are going to be there. I do what I can humanly possible to treat the pain. And then you get some days. Let's be realistic. There's some days that we all go through, or a day. And even through that process of pain, regardless of what it is, I'm still here.
Praise you.
Hallelujah.
I'd like to say bless y'all, all my soul and all that's within me, bless his holy name. I'd like to thank him for life, the gift of life that he's given me, and all those who are associated, attached, affiliated, connected with me. I'm blessed that I'm part of the nation of Israel, even though we're in our struggles in the belly of the beast and the depths that Yah said he would bring us out from. And in a nutshell, I want to thank Yah for all things and everything. All praise to his holy name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Well, this is a good study week. And Amos. And then the Psalms again. Let's keep coming together. Let's keep working on us. Let's keep working with the Most High. We love you. Be the Most High. I want to meet students here. If they have any good nights, so on and so forth.
Yes, shalom, family. We love you. And Most High bless your weekend. See you Monday. Shalom and good night.
Good night.
Night. We love you. Shalom and good night.
Loving every night and day, loving all our troubles away. We gon' love life, there's no tomorrow. Loving every minute and hour, loving past our own power. We gon' love life.